It's time to tee it high and let it fly on the Tee Florida.
I demand satisfaction.
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the 19th Hole Studios inside Ferg's Sports Bar and Grill.
How about a Fresca?
Bringing you the week's coverage of all things golf.
He's got to be pleased with that.
From PGA to NCAA. And now...
Well, we're waiting.
Let's tee off with Mike Rickard, Oscar Gamer, and John Rieger.
Welcome down to Tee Florida on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network, streaming live on RadioSt.Pete.com, and soon it'll be FloridaSportsStream.com. On this April 1st, April Fool's Day, I'm Mike Rickard, head of the Hack Nation. I shot a 78 the other day. It's April Fool's Day, Gary. My God. Gary Sermon is sitting across from me. Of course, he is our unofficial, I can't believe I got you right out of the gate. He's our unofficial producer, and fortunate to have him in our world. And we'll be talking a little bit later on to Amanda Griffin. We're going to be talking that. I think it was our first event last year that, from a charitable perspective. And we'll be talking to Gary and Amanda about the Children's Miracle
Dream Fund.
I screw that up every time. It's easy to, I guess, huh? All right. So John Rager's going to join us quickly. Oh, there we go. I got the props. 20th Annual Sermons Insurance Golf Tournament, the Children's Dream Fund.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much. I need all the cue cards I can get as I tee off. Right across from Tropicana Field here today, we got a game of 4-10. It's against the Detroit Tigers, a ton of Michigan people in town. We're brought to you by our good friends at Shipyard Beer, Ice Pick Vodka, and, of course, Sea Dogs Brewery. And we take our travel in Hack Nation, as I was just telling Amanda. We'll be coming out to a charity event. Get a hold of us, and we'll come out and bring Patty Suzette, the cart girl, Carrie McNally, our golf comedian, and Tom Gribben, the man with the plan. We'll get Rager down here from time to time to come off of Crescent Beach, where he is the mayor, of course. And let's bring John into the conversation. What's going on, my man? Great job yesterday on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, you know, it was great to connect with the golfers from Michigan, and I can tell you that Michigan's probably one of the, behind Florida, is probably could be the second most popular golf state in the United States. Plus, the president of the PGA, John Linder, is from Michigan. He lives at, up in Lansing, Michigan. So they've got almost just as many golf courses as we have here in Florida, like we said yesterday, and maybe we're trying to get all the Michigan golfers just to hop on I-75 and come on down. Because it's nice and sunny here, and up there it's like 40 degrees and raining. But I can tell you that it was fun to talk golf in Michigan yesterday, and now we're back here in Florida looking to talk about LIV Golf and the PGA Tour and some other things. And I believe we have a special guest today, don't we, that we're going to be interviewing?
Yeah, we're efforting Alex Maselli here shortly, and he is live from Augusta. He's all over the place today. I was trying to get him on with you yesterday on the Michigan Sports Network on the Huge Show. Hopefully, we'll be talking to him in about 5 minutes. And let's go over the leaderboards, and then I want a little more. And towards the end of the show, after we get done talking to Gary Sermons and Amanda Griffin, I want you to take me play by play through the LIV golf experience over in Orlando yesterday, because it did sound interesting. And well, Alex is already on hold. We can't let a man that's at Augusta, always one of my favorite guests on the Tee Iowa, and now it's on the Tee Florida. He's Drake Bulldog. He's got some Drake Bulldog blood from Des Moines, Iowa. I believe he met his lovely bride there, if he told me that years ago. And Alex Maselli, it's great to hook up again. How have you been, my friend?
I'm good. Thanks for that. I even though I'm not from Iowa, I feel like somewhat of a kinship. So it was interesting to see that they're in the final game, the women's final four, after last night's win.
Well, I am donning Hawkeye colors today, proudly down here in the Florida State, Florida, Miami world, because Caitlin Clark went to the same high school that I did, and my daughter went to Dowling Catholic, and their family is just upstanding, great people. Father's an attorney, as you have your law degree. I believe you got that from Drake University. What, am I correct?
No, I University of Baltimore.
Oh, I for some reason I was thinking it was a Drake law degree. But let's go back to your career. It's been superb. I actually hooked up with you when you were on the Golf Channel, and I was so impressed by the bow tie, which has become kind of your trademark, and your insight. And now you've carried it on, and you're in the social media world. You're involved with Sports Illustrated. Get us caught up with what Alex Maselli is doing these days.
Well, just doing what I always do, covering golf. I mean, 25-plus years. And it's been interesting. I mean, I'm sitting here right now in the media center at Augusta National. We're actually in a weather delay for the women's amateur. They started early hoping that they could get it in, but it didn't happen. So we're sitting here just waiting for them to start up again.
John, you got something for Alex?
Hey, Alex, welcome down to T Florida. You know, every week what I try to do is a John Rager report on golf, travel, and lifestyle. And what this is we link to interesting topics out there in the world of golf, and then we post them on all of our social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter. And a lot of times our go-to golf writers out there are people that are more interesting. They're going to have some things to say. They're outspoken, not necessarily controversial, but they make you think. And when Mike told me that you were going to be on the show this week, I was really thrilled. We have yet another go-to guy to be able to post things on there. But, Alex, I tell you what, I really enjoy reading your articles on Sports Illustrated Golf, and there's just never-ending thought process that you go in there. What's probably the most I don't want to say controversial thing, but what's the most interesting thing, and maybe controversial, that you've covered in your lifetime as a golf journalist?
Well, I think we're in the middle of that right now with what's going on with the LIV situation. The idea that someone could come in and start their own league, basically, and without any help from the PGA Tour at all. And then it becomes, you know, such an issue between the two groups that we're going to be doing this for a while. This is not something that's going to go away. And I think there's a controversy. I think that's why it's controversial, is because the tour doesn't want this group to be involved and coming in and basically taking over what they do. And so I think that in itself creates the controversy. And then there's all the extensions off of it. In fact, I just wrote a story just now, even though it's not per se part of the LIV Golf thing, Greg Norman got a subpoena to supply documents in regards to the Nicklaus Companies versus Jack Nicklaus lawsuit that's going on in New York. And there's some tangential connection between that and LIV Golf, because it's about the LIV Golf, supposedly Jack being involved in LIV Golf to some extent. So there's just so much going on between the two groups, and there's this overflow that happens with it. So it's pretty interesting, and I think very controversial.
Yeah, it's a shame to see that, you know, for example, like Jack Nicklaus and even Gary Player, that, you know, they're late in life here, and, you know, obviously their mark on the game is legendary, but yet all those business things that they've been involved with, I know Gary Player with his sons, and now Jack with this LIV Golf and trying to regain his name and be able to do that in his businesses. You know, it's just a real shame. You know, hey, one of the things I heard about coming up, and I don't know if this is actually true or not, but I guess the gentleman that Phil Mickelson was hooked up to, a guy named Billy out there in Las Vegas, that Phil Mickelson was hooked up to at one time under suspicion that he had some sort of illegal gambling debts paid or whatever. And the guy's coming out with a book. Do you know anything about that? Is your ear the rail on that story?
Yeah, Billy Walters is the guy, the consummate gambler, and what was a very good friend of Phil's is coming out with a book. I believe it's going to be in August, and I think there'll be a lot of the interaction between himself and Phil Mickelson and all the things that happened with the stock manipulation, the Dean Foods issue, the SEC, the FBI, and then all the gambling issues that Phil Mickelson's gone throughout being involved with Billy Walters. So it ought to be quite an interesting read.
You know, it's really interesting, too, with the last 10 years with social media. You know, my dad played in the NFL for 12 years. He was an all-pro linebacker. And when I was a kid growing up, I grew around that environment. But also, he loved to play golf. And, he actually was a good friend of Arnold Palmer's. And so obviously at that time as a young person, you know, I followed Jack and Arnie and Gary Player and Lee Trevino and things like that. It's really a good thing social media wasn't around at that time because, yes, these people were all sports legends, but they did a lot of antics off the golf course, and you know, nobody really talks about that. But at the same time, social media today and the information that's out there on everybody, it almost tarnishes a lot of the legacy and the history of golf sometimes when you look back and you see some of the antics, especially the players today. I don't know if Phil Mickelson will ever get the reputation he had at one time as golf's darling out there.
Yeah, the social media is an issue, and you're right. I don't think Jack or Arnold would have liked what social media has done if they had been involved in it to the extent that the players are today and the media. So I think you're right. The combination of the two might have made you have a different look of those two guys, clearly.
Well, John Rager was actually at the LIV event in Orlando yesterday, Alex. And what's your perspective on this week with all of the LIV guys that will be teeing it up? Do you see tension at a height, or do you think the Masters and Augusta with their leadership can overcome some of that drama and just play golf?
I don't think Mike and I have been talking about
live golf for a long time. You know, when we do our John Rager reports and we do our links out there, you know, everybody, there's a lot of folks that call in, talk to us, have their opinion on live golf. You read all the articles about all the turmoil, the controversy, the comparison of live golf to the PGA Tour and the quality of golf and this, that, and the other. So yesterday it was a good experience to go down there for the first time and actually, well, what's the atmosphere there? What do the fans think? You know, I talked to fans yesterday. I talked to vendors, talked to tour pros, talked to caddies, this, that, and the other. And quite frankly, and I'm going to put my hat on as a fan, from a fan's perspective, it was a lot of fun. I mean, they have, you know, as soon as you get there, for example, at your host club, there are golfers out there, they're super traditional, and there's no way they want a boombox and they want music playing on the golf course. And there's a lot of other people love that kind of thing, and that's the kind of impression I got from the live golf. It was one giant party, especially with the shotgun start. People pouring in, it's getting exciting. They had paratroopers jump out of airplanes, land on the first fairway with flags. The amenities were unbelievable. A Bud Light was only $9 compared to the PGA Tour's $12.50 for a Bud Light. So at least you have that going for you with live golf. But overall, a nice hospitality experience. But hey, Alex, have you been to a live golf event to cover it yet? Have you had that chance?
I've been to four.
So what's your impression?
I think you're right. I think the fans have enjoyed it when they've gone. I think they have more fans than I thought they would have. Golf is golf. I mean, I don't think that really has changed. I think there's the real issue is trying to get it more broad appeal, you know, getting more television viewership now that they're on the CW. So those are the issues that they're starting to work with, trying to get sponsors and those type things. But as we all have reported, they have a considerable amount of money backing them. So it'll just take time. But if their backers are willing to take the time, I think they will probably find a way to achieve what their goals are.
You're listening to Down the Tee, Florida, live from St. Pete, Florida, across from Tropicana Field, just a driver and a pitch and wedge to the front door. We've got Alex Maselli live from Augusta as he is watching the amateur today that's temporarily rained out and prepares for a long week, a festive week, as well as interesting side stories. And I'll get back to that question. What do you think the environment will be, Alex, the drama, or do you think we can just play golf this week, or, of course, probably a combination of the two?
No, I don't think there's going to be any drama. Well, certainly not at the Champions Dinner. There may be a comment here or there, but and I'm sure as we are, media, trying to get people wound up, we will be taking that particular comment and making something of it. But at the end of the day, I think these guys spend a lot of time with each other now, even though they're on two different leagues. They play golf together at home. They talk with each other. So it's not like they're coming from like a foreign country. I mean, they're all used to each other. A lot of these guys live in Jupiter. And so I just think that this is more much ado about nothing, and we'll see what happens over the next week, but I don't think there's going to be much of an issue.
Yeah, and I think that's what the golf fans are looking for, too. I certainly, as I put my golf fan hat on, you know, I'm really looking forward to the Masters this week, especially they've got a couple of new things I read about where they have on the app now fantasy golf, and they also have on the app a way that you could watch the Masters in video chat with 80 of your best friends and things like that. So, you know, Alex, what's your opinion of from a media standpoint as far as how the Masters make sure that the whole world knows just about everything going on? What's your impression there compared to like a regular PGA Tour event or the other majors?
Well, I mean, it's certainly life and considerably different than any of the other tournaments, including the majors. One of the benefits is they're at the same venue every year, and they spend a lot of money on this event, and they're spending the 51 other weeks of the year thinking about what to do about this event. So I think that's a huge plus for them. The tour is a week after week after week situation. They only can do so much. The USGA goes to different venues. They have 13 or so events a year they deal with. The RNA, same thing. PGA of America, again, going to different venues. I think the venue thing is the biggest part of it. This venue is pristine, and it's not. You can't create this in other venues. You just can't create Augusta National at another venue. And because of that, the Masters is probably the biggest event, the one the players want to win the most. Most of the players say they want to win the Masters. People want to come to the Masters. If they could come to any major, what major would it be? It'd be the Masters number one. So, I mean, there's no way around the fact that this is what it is, and they'll continue to build around it as they continue to buy land around it, spend more money involved with it. It's a huge operation.
Two questions.
Well, you know, Alex, one thing I wanted to ask you about also Go ahead, Mike.
On the LIV side of things this week, as you look at the field, who do you think will finish in the top five, and who do you like overall in this field to win the 2023 Masters and put on the green jacket?
Well, to answer the second question first, I like Jordan Spieth. Looks like he's playing well, looking good, even though he hasn't won this year. I know a lot of people are talking about Rory, and we'll see. He just seems to have a snake bitten here to some extent, so that's why I'm not sure I would go with Rory. I like John Rahm as well, so those are the two, Jordan and John Rahm. You know, on the live side, it's kind of interesting because Charles Howell III has been playing so well and probably should have won in Tucson when I was there a couple weeks ago. And it's a golf course, obviously, he knows, but I think if you look down the board, there's a lot of the guys that I think still are, you know, because it's a track meet when you play in those events, unlike on the PGA Tour where it's more of a, you know, the four rounds. The three rounds makes it a track meet. It makes it kind of interesting. So you take a look at all the players that are out there, and you realize any one of them can show up. But one thing I will say is when I was talking to Brooks Koepka, who I think was third right now, he feels like his game is back to where it was before he was injured. And if that's the case, then he would certainly be the guy I would definitely be looking at.
Do you think Tiger finishes in the top 10?
No.
Does he make the cut?
No.
Well, that CBS wouldn't like those answers, would they, Alex?
You know, I mean, you're right. I mean, everybody loves to see Tiger on television, but, you know, at some point we have to get past that.
Well, you know, I agree with Alex on this one, Mike, because, you know, it has to do a lot with the volume of your play, meaning that to be on your peak form for major golf championships, not only do you have to go out there and practice a lot and train, but you've got to go play in tournaments and play competitive golf. You know, for years I was a golf coach, and I would always tell parents, you know, you know how to learn how to play competitive golf. And the parents like, what is it? What is it? Do you do the video? Do you have the golf equipment? What technology? What do I need to do? Do I need to send them to a psychiatrist? No, you learn how to play competitive golf by playing competitive golf. And if you haven't been playing a lot of golf, competitive golf, you're not going to be at your tip-top form, even if you were arguably the greatest golfer in the world. You're just not playing enough golf. And that's what the knock on the LIV golfers is going to be at the Masters, and it's going to be very interesting to see. I know Cam Smith weighed in on this earlier in the week about, he thinks he can go win at Augusta. And somebody says, well, you haven't really been playing a whole lot of tournaments. You know, how's that going to affect you? Well, we're all going to have to see about it. But I agree with you, Alex. And the way Mike asked you these questions is like you were on a lie detector test. You know, of course Tiger's not going to make the cut, and he's not going to finish in the top 10 because he just hasn't been playing enough golf. And you got to play a lot of golf and be on top of your game to win at Augusta and even make the cut.
No, I agree. There's no question that you got to show up with game. You can't just find it when you get here.
Alex, have you had an opportunity to take a look at the changes on 13? You think they'll have any significance in these next 4 days?
Yeah, I think they will be very significant. I think it's going to probably take some Auroras away. It'll probably take away a lot of the eagle attempts away. And it also probably take away some of the big numbers. So I think the hole will play more pedestrian than you would really want it to play.
You know, Alex, I saw an aerial view of that, like all of us, you know, on social media and things like that, to where, you know, they annexed and had to, you know, buy some land from Augusta Country Club, which adjoins it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm looking at that chute that they have to tee off on, and I'm looking down where, you know, it used to be, you know, you could play on the par three and a short walk over, you're on the tee. Now these guys are going to have to be making sure there's nobody in the back there teeing off, or they're going to get hit with a golf ball.
Yeah, it's almost like you need GPS to get back there.
Hey, Alex, I also know that throughout the years, they usually have a lottery, and the media folks get their name drawn out of a hat to be able to play on Monday at Augusta. Have you had your name drawn out of the hat? Have you actually played Augusta?
I played twice.
So what was that like? Tell our listeners, what's that like to play? Especially, did you play it right after the tournament or a different time of the year?
No, you play it the day after on the Monday. So my first time was 1997 after Tiger had won. And I have to be honest with you, I can't even remember the second time, what year it was. But it was a while ago. But it's obviously exactly what you think it would be like. Well, I think I was telling somebody before I played in 97, back then, the Augusta National allowed for one of the game software companies to use their course. And I remember playing the course even before I was involved in golf back in the early 90s. And I just could remember just playing it in my head before I would go and play out on that Monday in 1997. So it's exactly what you would hope it would be. It was a great experience.
You know, Alex, recently,
I'm sure you probably wish that I hadn't found your name in my Rolodex. I certainly appreciate you taking time, I know, on a busy weekend to join us on the Tee Florida. I'll reach out occasionally and get your incredible perspective on the great game of golf. How do people follow you and find you?
Well, just go to SI.com if you want to read anything about what we're doing. And I think you'll find a lot of good golf information there.
Well, thank you, my friend. Stay dry and enjoy this week, and I appreciate you taking time to join us on the Tee Florida.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Alex.
Great conversation with Alex Maselli and John Rager. I think we'll take a break. Then we're going to talk a little Children's Dream Tournament, the Simons Insurance, with our good man, Gary Sermons. Gary and Mary Sermons. What's the dog's name?
Fritz.
And Fritzy, who's eating everything in sight. We'll be back here on the Tee Florida from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the Tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheiner is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, ice pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club Rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Then he'll appear before a judge and hopefully Trump denies any wrongdoing. Pope Francis has left the hospital.
There, Matthew. There we go. Maybe he thought I needed to listen to the news clip a little bit, stay a little more informed. You're listening on the T Florida. Great conversation with Alex Maselli, brought to our good friends at Sea Dogs, Ice Pick, and of course Shipyard Beer. They were down here for the opening game on Thursday. So was the gentleman sitting across from me, and he is Gary Sermons, the Sermons Insurance Golf Tournament, benefiting the children's. Yeah, you did hit the wrong button, but don't worry about it. It's benefiting the Children's Dream Fund. How's that sound? That rolled right off my tongue. And, of course, Amanda Griffin is with us as well. Good to see you, too.
Thank you.
Did you have a good time at the game?
Yes. Go Rays.
Yes, go Rays.
I saw your wife. She had that the blue hair.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. She had that done the night before.
Mary, that was interesting, Mary.
I kind of wonder who I was with when I saw the blue hair. I said,
Mary was in a happy mood. I'll just say that.
I think we were all
happy. She was happy on Thursday. He was coming over. I was getting ready to do radio. I thought she was going to jump on. We were getting ready to do a little Michigan sports radio. I thought, well, this should be humor. Well, this is what happens when you come to Ferg's early.
Yeah, I think she likes John.
But it's a lot of fun. All right, so it's the 27th annual Sermons Insurance Golf Tournament benefiting the Children's Dream Fund. We'll be out there. It's April 29th. It's a shotgun start at East Bay Golf Club, a great track that I know you thoroughly love, one of your favorites in the area.
It's great. I tell you, they do such a great job handling our tournament. We've got we're sold out. In fact, we have a few openings for onesomes. So if somebody wants to join a team, that would be great. Just tell them they can touch with me at sermonsinsurance@aol.com, or call me at my office at Sermons Insurance, of course. And they do such a great job there. We have a banquet room right there. Nobody has to leave the golf course after the tournament. We've got a buffet, all you can eat and drink after play. Well, two beers anyway, limit. Then they can buy more if they like. But and then we've got all you can eat pizza for lunch beforehand, and it's only $80. And we're gonna raise.
Where do you get the pie from?
Mike's Pizza. Mike's Pizza.
Mike's Pizza. You know, yeah. Oh, on 49th.
Your long lost brother.
On 49th. On the way to the airport.
This guy does it. He does it independently. He has a truck.
Because there's some mics on the way to the St. Pete Airport, and Kenny and I have actually stopped there and had a slice and a beverage.
Oh, well, they'll stop there and then
maybe it's the same guy. He just got a food truck as well.
It could be, but he has great pizza. But it's $80, and like I said, all the money goes to the Children's Dream Fund, and we've got a child, Chino, that we're going to raise money for Disney Cruise, I believe, and with he and his family, and that will be coming up. I'm not sure when it's scheduled for the cruise, but we'll raise enough money again for the child of the from All Children's Hospital.
Well, I know last year, Amanda, that the young boy, I believe, yep, wanted a trip to Alaska, and you were able to generate enough money to accommodate that that dream, and I thought that was really cool. I think I would choose this child's decision. It's a little warmer, but I've heard that those Alaskan cruises are really cool. But talk a little bit about this year.
Sure. So at the Children's Dream Fund, we bring dreams to kids with life-threatening illnesses. And we serve West Central Florida. So local kids that have a serious illness walk into our lives, and we get to say, you've been so brave. Is there something that you've always dreamed of? And because of people like the Sermons, Mary and Gary, and this wonderful tournament, we don't have a limit. So whatever a child dreams, we make it happen. And Chino walked into our lives and said he just wants to meet Goofy, is his favorite character.
He can come see me.
Right? Every Saturday, 11 o'clock.
I've been labeled Goofy many, many times.
So funny. But he loves Mickey Mouse as well. And he's been battling cancer for 3 years. That's a long
time. God bless
time.
Him. Yeah.
I know.
How old?
He is in his late teens.
Gotcha.
So, he really, no kid should have to go through that. No one should have to go through that, let alone a child. And because of this tournament, we could say, we're going to make it happen. Chino, you're going on your Disney cruise, and it's happening actually right at the beginning of May. So it's perfect timing. Tournament's in a month from now. We know every year the Sermons, well, for 27 years, they've shown up for us. So we can't thank them enough, and know that everybody participating is going to have a lot of fun making sure that Chino's dream comes true.
Well, last year you had more than enough to accommodate that request, and bravo to all the people that participate. I do know I'll bring you a couple of more gift baskets. We'll get Shrimpies and we'll get Sea Dogs to contribute to you as well. And
that'd be great, Mike.
They like to get behind the nonprofits and the great charities like this.
Yeah. Wonderful.
And I think maybe we should bring our traveling road show out there that day, don't you?
I think that would be great. We had Big O out there last year.
Well, you know,
from the golf course.
I loved the Big O.
Yep.
However, I think we're going to bring you Patty the Cart Girl.
Okay, Patty, fine. We'd love to have Patty.
Patty the Cart Girl will bring a lot of humor.
Yep.
We'll bring ice pick vodka. We'll get this thing figured out, but we'll add another little element to entertainment to the event, and that's kind of what our goal is. And you guys will be our first one where we institute that. How's that?
Gotta be perfect, Mike. We appreciate your support, and I tell you, you do such a great job with the show.
Is that on a Saturday?
It's a Saturday, April 29th.
Perfect.
And in fact, we'll be right there. We'll call in if you'd like, and or Patty will, and we'll talk.
Oh, we're going to have a team out there. We'll have the Big O. We're going to have Tom Gribben. We'll have our comedian. In fact, if you got some singles left, we may talk about that, and we'll get Kerry McNally and Tom Gribben to play.
Okay.
And they'll be part of the team, and then Patty the Cart Girl can go out there. Yeah, we'll put this all together and add another element to it. How's that sound?
That'll be fun. We'll have a great time, and hopefully the weather holds up, which it should. And like I said, we have 144 golfers. We should have. Right now, we're probably about 141. So we're going to sell it out again and raise enough money for Chino.
Beautiful. All right. How do people get a hold of your organization, young lady?
You can find us on our website at childrensdreamfund.org, or you can give us a call. And you can find our number on our website.
Hey, so you're no stranger to Fergs. I saw you buddying up to Sherry Ferguson there. And, of course, you know, these guys are fixtures here. And
we love Fergs.
Like a home away from home.
Yeah, we love Fergs.
Well, I like you, Mike.
And Fergs loves you. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, this has been a long week, but it's always a lot of fun, you know, for the opening day. That was one heck of a party, wasn't it, folks?
Oh, my gosh. It was great.
Better having a Rays win.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And a victory today, too, at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, 4:10, first pitch. What's the dog's name again?
This is Fritz.
Fritz, you got a few words? Hey, Fritz, Jerry, make sure you get a picture of Fritz here. I'm getting ready to do my first canine interview.
I like it.
Fritz, who's going to win the Masters? Raise your paw for Scottie Scheffler.
Or how about Justin Leonard? For John Wright.
Justin Leonard?
I'm in Justin Leonard.
It's showing your age. Jordan Spieth.
I'm sorry, Jordan Spieth.
Yeah, you're John. Oh. I'm, nothing like a little humor. I can't. Fritz has got a really deep bark.
He does. It's,
yep, that's Kenny and the Jets. Knowles, my right hand man, he's turned into the comedian. I think he's only on one cocktail and he's barking with his buddy Fritz. I didn't know you spoke canine language there, my man. Well, we can talk about that at another time there, Kenny. All right, so one more time, how do we get a hold of you? We're going to take a break and get back and talk a little more golf. Fritz just stole the show down here at Ferg's.
I think he did. He always, everywhere we go, he steals the show. But sermonsinsurance@AOL.com is my email address for April 29th golf tournament, East Bay Golf Club. And my phone number is 727-458-4509. They can call me there if they'd like to, you know, if a single wants to join a threesome, and we'd like to have them there. It's a shotgun start, 1 o'clock.
Hey, can Fritz stay for the next 2 hours? I've got the Eckerd girls soccer, and I've got the Largo baseball team. I think he'd be a big hit. I think if I tell him I've adopted Fritz as the Sports Connection mascot, nobody's going to tell me no to come down.
Oh, no, they won't. They won't.
No, then I'll want to take him down to the dog park down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. All right, guys, thanks very much for
Thank
coming.
You very much,
We're going to take a break. John Rager's going to come back. We're going to talk a lot about the Masters. Oh, one last thing from you. Your pick for the Masters.
Oh, I'm going with John Rahm. John Rahm. I'm going with what John
said. So is John Rager. It wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't bother me. John, I think he jumped on your bandwagon, John Rager.
Well, you know, all I have to say is I was waiting for Fritz the dog to say who was going to win the Masters, and I thought he was going to say Matthew Wolff.
John, I wish I would have thought of that.
Yeah. Boy, I'm surrounded by who needs Kerry McNally? I'm surrounded by comedians today: Kenny Knowles and John Rager, and Fritz the dog. What kind of dog is that? I'm not a
French bulldog.
French bulldog.
Yep, old Frenchie.
Oui, oui. All right. Make sure he doesn't do that here. No. My set. All right, my man.
Thanks again, Mike.
All right, and so you're going with John Rahm. All right, we'll be back and we'll talk a little bit more. You know anything about golf, Amanda?
I was just gonna say you don't want to know my pick.
Yeah, I do, of course.
I'm teasing. I don't know anything about golf, so I'll tell you Jordan Spieth because I was listening.
Alex Maselli.
Oh.
Well, he's an expert. Mary, you know a little bit about golf. Who are you going with? JT.
I like it.
I like JT. Who am I going with? I already went yesterday on the Michigan Sports Network. I went back-to-back with Scottie Scheffler. Back-to-back to join the legends that have gone back-to-back. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be back here on the T Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this baseball Saturday at the 410 first pitch across the street against the Detroit Tigers.
18 holes never felt so good. We're on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
It's another weekend. You can wash the car today.
No.
You can mow the grass today.
No.
You can go fishing.
Oh, hell yeah.
When it's time to go fishing or head out on the water, your first stop should be at Angler 360. Angler 360 is located on the Dunedin Causeway and is the one-stop shop for all your fishing needs and water recreational needs. Angler 360 has rods, reels, live and frozen bait, tackle, beer, and soda, plus apparel and sunglasses. Make sure you stop in and see exactly why Angler 360 is the premier bait and tackle destination in the Tampa Bay area. Visit them at angler360.com.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Tampa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
We're on to the next hole. And on the tee from the 19th Hole Studios at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back. On the tee, Florida, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios. Having an absolute blast down here today on this April 1st, this April Fool's Day. Did you catch me right out of the gate, John Rager, when I set Gary Sermon up and I told him I shot a 78? And he was like, you did? I'm like, come on, man. That's the easiest April Fool I ever got anybody on. And quick, you were too easy there, Gary. Rager probably would have said, what, on four holes?
Of course, I haven't my coffee yet.
You with me, John?
Hey, I'm with you out there. You know, you're going to have to come up with something more ridiculous than that so we can at least claim plausible deniability, if that's for sure. Hey, you know, while we're at the show right here, I know we're running to the end of the show a little bit. It's time for Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, and we actually have two places we're going to report the weather from. The first of all is at Live Golf down in Orlando, which is absolutely gorgeous weather conditions, 84 degrees, 56% humidity, a little wind out there today, southwest at 13 miles per hour. But the big story, obviously, is from Augusta, because right now they're having severe weather up there. Thunderstorms has delayed the women's Augusta National Golf Championship. So with that in mind, the golf course has been wet, has been reported all week by a lot of different media folks and players that have been up there. So with continuing wet weather over the weekend right here, I'm not sure how that golf course is going to play next week. It's 73 degrees and the wind's blowing and it's raining hard up there at Augusta. But anyway, that's Wild Bill's Golf Weather Report, brought to you by Yank and Crank, which is extreme fishing fashion. If you go to my Shopify /Yank and Crank, you'll be able to go ahead and buy a hat. And if you go to our website, onthetfloridagolf.com, you'll be able to click right there to all of our sponsors. And this particular sponsor, Yank and Crank, you can go ahead and buy a hat. So there you have it.
Well, Yank and Crank, and of course, our good friends at Sea Dogs, Ice Pick, and of course, their Shipyard beers. And they got some great soda pops. They got cream soda. There's a trip back in time. I had a little cream soda the other day. Blackberry. There's some great sodas that we're going to be promoting as well. Shrimpy's Waterfront, my good friend John. John, he'll have all 22 screens on down there at Treasure Island Sunset Beach today for the baseball games. And of course, you've got the Final Four tonight. Tomorrow, you got the national championship. How about my Iowa Hawkeye women there, John Rager? That was pretty cool last night.
Well, you know, reports on social media, even from folks that really don't have a dog in the fight there, they said that that was probably one of the most exciting comeback basketball games of all time. And I can tell you that I know the whole state of Iowa's got to be proud of them and looking forward to the finals.
It's going to be a party tomorrow. Hey, let's go over that leaderboard brought to you by Ice Pick Vodka. That's of course, the Valero Texas Open. My buddy Zach Johnson has won that before. But again, John, not a real star-studded field as they prepare for the Masters. And the event before the Masters typically is a bit watered down. I think it was the Houston Open years ago that was watered down. Is that right?
Well, actually, the Texas Valero Open, yeah, it's obviously in the schedule right before the Masters. That's a tough weekend to play. But on the Tee Florida John Rager Report, that was one of our postings this week. And I went ahead and another fellow golf writer from Alex Maselli, John Schwab, did an excellent article about the historic Texas Open. It's like the sixth oldest event, continuous event on the PGA Tour since the 1920s. And it's got a lot of great history to it. Plus, it's the last call for the Masters. So if you win this event and you're not otherwise qualified to play in the Masters, you get to go. So I guess with the resources Augusta National has, you know, you might win this event Sunday at 6 p.m., and then all of a sudden that overnight you're printed up on everything. They get your locker, your parking space ready to go, and you are in the Masters. So there is a little drama with that heading down to the final round tomorrow. So whoever wins, and they are in.
Well, right now, on top of that leaderboard is Patrick Rogers. He's 11 under. Corey Connors, the Canadian, three back. Brendan Todd, 7 under. Harry Higgs, 7 under. And Roberto Diaz. And I'll tell you what, it is going to be a battle the next 2 days for that spot.
Well, absolutely. You know, and over in the LIV Golf side in Orlando, Sebastian Munoz is leading at 7 under, and there's been quite a bit of low scoring going on. That's been one of the criticisms of LIV Golf. When will the stars start playing well? You know, you've got Patrick Reed and Dustin Johnson and Sergio, and a lot of them are all playing well. They're all under par. So it's going to be an absolute shootout. And I agreed with Alex when he said that the LIV Golf, and, you know, he was actually complimentary about it, makes it for interesting golf. It's a track meet. You know, 72 holes is more of an endurance, but 54 holes, you know, you got to get out there and you got to get it quick and you got to score as low as you can. So that's great for the fans. And I know that there's about 6 or 8 of the LIV golfers. I can just rattle off the name in my head that are playing in the Masters next week. Of course, you got Phil Mickelson, you got Dustin Johnson, you got Charles Schwartzel. You know, and the list goes 3 or 4 more players deep. So with that involved, it's going to be a big shootout this week in Orlando. Yeah, and Mike, sometimes it's hard for me to do the leaderboard because when you're sitting on the beach doing this radio show, the only leaderboard that you're really interested in is which piece of driftwood will make it to the shore first.
Do you have yourself a little Bloody Mary with a little ice pick there, and one of your J.C. Newman stogies fired up yet? Or do you wait till noon? You're a true. You're a true warrior there on the beach.
Oh, I absolutely have to wait till noon. You know, we can't have all that going on while we're on the air.
Oh, is that correct? I've had several people sit across from me that I wondered what was in their glass, and it certainly contributed to the humor in the show. We had plenty of that already. Hey, let's talk about your experience over there. So, you know, what you shared with us yesterday was pretty cool. Did you follow the Dustin Johnsons, the Kepkas, any of those guys, or did you stay in place? What was your strategy yesterday? Because, as you said, you know, it's a shotgun start. It's certainly different than watching a standard tournament.
Well, the minute that you enter the property and hit the gates, it's a lot different than a PGA Tour event, I can tell you that. And I think in a good way. And obviously, being a media person, and you and I have media credentials to the tour, and you know, I have your media credential to send to you because I knew you couldn't make it yesterday. And I can tell you that as soon as you walk in the media tent, it's different. I mean, the information they provide you, the screens, It's first class. In fact, they had fresh salmon in the media tent for lunch. Normally, you get a Pepsi and a half of a Cuban sandwich or something like that. I tell you what, it was just first class all the way. Grabbed a couple of bottles of water. I went and I walked around, and they had this fan zone, which was really remarkable, up on the stage. And you'll see on the Tee Florida John Regg report from yesterday, I put a picture up there while we did the huge show of the stage that they, you know, they let the media go up there and do their shows and talk about things, and they had the DJ up there playing music. And that's why I really want to say, as soon as I stepped out of the car, there's music everywhere. Everywhere. And so it's just like when you're going to play and you're a member guest or a nice tournament, or like Gary and Amanda's tournament coming up with the Children's Dream Fund coming up, you know, there's going to be music playing. It provides quite an atmosphere. Well, that's what it was like. Music was playing everywhere. It's a shotgun start. People are pouring in the fan zone. They had a magician for the kids. You could get a temporary tattoo. I saw tattoos. I'm going, who's getting a tattoo at this place? No, you can get a temporary LIV Golf tattoo. They had face painting. They had food trucks out there. The concessions were spectacular. And all along, it's what the players all, they gather together in one spot. They all hop on their carts and they go out to play. I hung around the first tee a lot, and I got to see Sergio Garcia, Patrick Reed, and Bubba Watson tee off. And one of the phenomena about LIV Golf, and when I talked to the director of media of the LIV Golf, one of the things that became evident is the emphasis on the team. So there are team placards everywhere, and the favorite team name is Bubba Watson's team. He's the captain of it, called the Range Ghost. And you had people walking around with Range Ghost T-shirts and these gold necklaces with giant Range Ghost things put on them that look like Flavor Flav walking around. It's just a totally different, it's a party atmosphere. The golf was just as great as the PGA Tour, the golf is the golf, like what Alex said earlier in the broadcast. So it, I got to do a lot of walking around. I got to, because it's a shotgun start, it's real easy to see everybody come on through. And they have televisions everywhere where you can watch all the action. They have all kinds of amenities. In fact, one of the things is when they were warming up the on the range, they had the range area. And not only have they have, Live Golf has all their own golf carts. So the players get transported on them and stuff like that. They have to, you know, I don't know what it costs to ship these things in from all around the world where they have to do it. But they also have their own beverage carts. And literally, you're walking down the fairway, and here comes the beverage cart. It's the Live Golf beverage cart. And they roll up. It's just like being on the back nine of your home club. So they have fought through all the amenities. Wonderful experience. It's a party atmosphere. It's not what I expected. And so, it's actually better in person than watching on television.
Well, I guess I have one. We have about 4 minutes. I do have one question. We're looking at some of these guys that were paid enormously, and it really hasn't transitioned into their game improving. Do you think that all that those diversions, John, may impact the level and quality of play? Because it is very relaxed. I mean, guys aren't grinding. The intensity isn't there that you're accustomed to when you're watching that assembly of some of the best in the world. You know, the seven to ten players that they bought to bring over, some of the best players in the world. And the intensity doesn't seem to be there when I'm watching this.
Well, here's what I'm seeing. Sebastian Munoz and Danny Lee, they were some of the new players that just joined Live Golf this year. And some of the newer, younger players are playing better. So I'm seeing the more veteran players, the more established stars, they're picking it up. They're picking up their game. Hey, you know, if somebody paid me $200 million to go play on their tour, yeah, you know what? I know the money's there. Maybe I won't grind it as hard because I know that, you know, I'm secure, I'm comfy. But when it comes down to pride, and that's what they play for, it's starting to pick up, and I think you're starting to see these established stars play better. People are critical of Phil Mickelson. Well, Phil Mickelson's 52 years old, okay? And he's still playing out there from the same tees as the young guys. You know, that's very rare on the PGA Tour, even Phil winning a major at 50. You know, once you get to 50, even leading up to 50, a lot of these players, you know, you can't play on the PGA Tour. You can't play with the world's best golfers. So he's out there mixing it up with all the Live youngsters half his age out there, and he's holding his own. But, yeah, he got to pay a lot of money because of his star power and things like that. You know, I watched Phil for a couple holes yesterday. He's still fun to watch. Man, he is physically fit. He puts us all to shame. I'm not sure what his fitness program is. I know he's drinking that coffee and doing some other stuff, but I can tell you right now, he's still got game. There's a 400-yard par 4 out there, and he almost drove it on the green. You know, so he still has length. He still has a great short game. So, again, you watch this in person, you see it. But I agree with you. Sometimes you get all that money. Maybe you're not grinding as hard because you know that you're going to get paid anyway. But I think the pride's kicking in, and I think they're tired of hearing about how they're not playing very well. And I think you'll see that at Augusta National this week. They'll be grinding hard because they got a chip on their shoulder and they want to prove that just because they're a Live golfer doesn't mean they're a second-class citizen and they belong in the top of the world. And when you said the picks, hey, listen, that John Rahm, I picked him yesterday.
Yeah, but, Michigan Sports Show,
Alex Maselli picked him. So guess what? John Rahm's the favorite to win the Masters.
All right, my friend. Who's going to win the NCAA championship on Monday night?
You know, I'm going to leave that to you sports folks that are the experts on it. I have no idea. I think it's just a complete toss-up. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, the chalk is on UConn. I'm pulling for the Owls, the Beach Boys from Florida Atlantic, and that would be an incredible Cinderella story. All right, my friend, we had a great time this week. You did a superb job from Orlando. We had Alex Maselli on. We were on across Michigan. On the T, Florida is taking off, and I'm looking forward to it, man. Have a great weekend.
Yank and crank, baby. Yank and crank.
All right, from the Fergs Sports Bar and Grill, 19th Hole Clubhouse Studios, I'm Mike Rickard for John Rager, Alex Maselli, great conversation, Gary Sermons, of course, and Amanda Griffin, Joe Boudreau, and Matt on the controls on this April Fool's Day. Remember,
WTAN, Clearwater,
FM 106.1,
WDCF, Dade City,
FM 102.3,
WZHR, Zephyr Hills,
FM 104.3.
Listen.